A mock vote in Venezuela stirred an already overboiling pot. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When a nation is going through a dark time and all you can see is more tunnel, where can the light of hope pierce through? We're going to share one ministry's thoughts today. Plus, evangelism and farming are colliding in a neat program across Africa. Details are coming up. But first, on Sunday, 7 million Venezuelans turned out for a mock referendum vote. Now, this mock vote was not sanctioned by the government, as pollsters voiced whether or not they thought President Maduro should be allowed to rewrite the Constitution. And the majority voted no. But it wasn't without violence. A group of pro-government bikers rode by a polling station and fired into the crowd, killing one woman and injuring four others. We spoke with Annabel Torrealba of Transworld Radio, and she explains...
The opposition thinks that behind the idea of President Maduro to create the new Constituent Assembly is to dissolve state institutions, including the National Assembly.
These ministries are broadcasting the hope of the gospel into Venezuela. And Torrealba says you can join them by blanketing the country in prayer.
I think we should pray for wisdom for our governors. We should pray for the churches in Venezuela to keep preaching the gospel.
There are also stories of hope coming out of Venezuela. Read more at our website, missionnews.org.
I just can tell you that God is there. And God is going to provide a way for what is happening in Venezuela, what they are facing right now.
And we recently had a chance to connect with FMI's Bruce Allen, who just finished up field visits in Bangladesh. Allen shares,
I was here in Bangladesh in January to do some ongoing training with our church planters. And we invited all the church planters to also invite a couple key people from their congregations who would help them train the rest of the congregation in doing evangelism and ministry. So we got to meet so many of these members of various congregations. Well, one of the young men that we met is named Basil, and he's from an area that I got to visit, and I got to see what his impact has been.
Basil, who felt God's call to ministry, began leading a small group of Christians and sharing the gospel with non-believers. And now he's taking the necessary steps to become an FMI-supported church planter.
So that was just one of those stories where I was just saying, the fields are white. There is so much opportunity, and there are people willing to step up and say, I will be a church planter. They're just looking for people to come alongside of them to fortify them in that task.
Prayer and action points can be found at missionnews.org. And finally, you don't have to be a farmer or even like vegetables to be amazed at this next story. John Muleisen, a missionary with World Gospel Mission, focuses on transformation projects in Uganda. Now, when he heard about farming God's way, a farming method that draws from the way that plants prosper in nature, he asked his friend Simon to check it out. Now, Simon was intrigued, but also skeptical. So he tested it out on his quarter-acre field. And here's what happened.
He harvested almost double from the quarter acre than they harvested from the full acre they had done traditionally, probably about a 6 to 7-fold increase in yield, which is just amazing.
Today, Simon's crops are prospering, but so is his faith. Furthermore, the biblical principles behind this method are impacting his community as well. Recently, Muleisen got this update.
Simon sent me a photo. He's a pastor, and they baptized 26 new people in the Nile. And a lot of these were people who had started going to the church and coming to the church because of the impact of him working with them in their gardens and teaching them to farm God's way. And they wanted to give glory to the Lord with their lives.
Want to know more about what this method looks like? Go to missionnews.org to get the details. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who have faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll also find valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.